When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we are talking about solo trips, being comfortable solo, having confidence being solo, as I just came home from my solo trip to Miami. And it's funny because I feel like I've been talking so much about this trip in particular as if it's the first time I've ever traveled alone, but it is most certainly not. I travel alone all the time. I've done it for years. But for some reason, I just felt really good about this trip. I am not gonna lie, this was a very expensive trip. So I will be cooking every single day for the next couple weeks to make up for how much I ate out. And yeah, it was a good trip. And I will say that I got a few affirmations on this trip that made me feel really good. And not to sound like silly, but they're just affirmations from the universe. And so I'll tell you guys what they were, because I actually wrote them down as they were happening, because I was like, I'm going to want to remember this. Okay, so there were three. So affirmation number one was that I met a girl at the pool who was sent to Miami, sent to the hotel that I went to by her boyfriend, just for being a good girlfriend. He was like, you deserve it. Take some time to yourself. Go relax. Go travel. Have fun. Do what you got to do on me. So I was like, okay, this is an amazing affirmation, because this just proves that what I want exists. And I love that for her. And I was like literally so happy for her. And I'll get into, you know, talking to her and things like that in a little bit when I give my tips. But that was very reassuring, because I saw this quote and I was like, this is exactly it. The quote says, if the vision was impossible, you would have never received it. And that's the damn truth. You know, when people try to make it sound like your standards are too high or you're asking for too much, if that was impossible, if those standards were impossible to be met, you would have never envisioned it. You would have never received the vision in the first place. That wouldn't exist. Nobody would have it. If it was impossible, nobody would have been, nobody would be receiving it. So it wouldn't even be a thought in your mind. So the fact that it's a thought in your mind clearly shows that it exists and it is possible. So that was affirmation number one. Affirmation number two was a girl I went to dinner with. We were talking about her somewhat new relationship. I believe they've only been together for a couple of months. And, you know, she was just telling me about like how they met and everything. And their second date, he took her to Tulum. And I was like, affirmation again. Because they went out to dinner on a first date. They got to know each other. And literally at the dinner, he said to her, do you want to do something fun this weekend? Do you want to do something spontaneous this weekend? And she was like, yeah, sure. Like, what is it? He was like, I want to take you to Tulum. So he literally took her to Tulum on their second date, and they have been together, you know, since their first date pretty much. And again, I'm like, there's the affirmation. I would not be wanting these things if they were too much to ask for or if they did not exist. And the fact that it happens for other people proves that it can happen for me. And then the last affirmation was a woman that I met at the pool who was in her 50s, and we were just sitting next to each other and we were just talking, and she was saying, oh, you seem like my daughter's age. How old are you? And so, you know, I told her I was 27, and she said her daughter's 27. And I asked her what she does, and she said, actually, she doesn't work. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she's pregnant with her second. She said she has an amazing husband. They've been together for a while. I think he's a doctor or something like that. He takes care of, you know, her and the family. They have a baby, I think like a 2-year-old, and then she's pregnant again with their second. And I was like, There we go. I'm here for this. I'm like, I love this. I'm just loving all of the affirmations that all of the things that I want are existing and are around. And hearing people say them directly to you, to me, makes it so much more real than seeing it happening to other people on social media. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I see couples traveling on social media. Sure, I see boyfriends treating their girlfriends to great things on social media. Sure, I see stay-at-home moms, girls who are pregnant or have kids already. I see it all on social media. But it almost doesn't really feel as real to me because they're people I don't know. It's not a direct conversation I'm having. It's just a stranger on social media. It's almost like watching a movie, you know? It could be seen as fiction. But once I was having these conversations with these people and it was just all said directly to me, it just made it so much more real. And I literally made a note of it on my notes because I'm like, oh my God, I'm just receiving one affirmation after the next. And I love that. So make sure you guys are paying attention to your affirmations everywhere, every day, no matter what it is. I don't know what your main goal is. I don't know what it is that you are looking to receive and achieve. It could be anything. It could be personal, professional, success, money, literally anything. But pay attention to your surroundings and your conversations, because you might be receiving so many more affirmations than you think. You might be hearing things that people have that you want and getting discouraged by it. And you might be like, damn, I wish that were me. I'm so jealous that girl's boyfriend did this for her and I still don't have a boyfriend, or my boyfriend doesn't do it for me. Like, you might be hearing things that other people say and taking it as, you know, just another slap in the face, another beat down. Oh, somebody else getting something I want and not me. But you can't talk to the universe that way. You can't talk to yourself that way. You have to take these things and be happy that other people have it. And be happy that other people are receiving it and sharing that with you, because if you see them as affirmations for yourself, it's literally just little bits of reassurance from the universe. Like, thank you, universe, for showing me that what I want exists. I'm so happy about that. So now let's get into the 5 tips that I have for you when it comes to traveling solo. These are quick little tips, and it doesn't even necessarily have to only be about traveling solo. It could just be about, even if you just took a day to yourself, whatever the case is, but it's going to really help any of you who are thinking about taking a solo trip or want to spend more time independently and taking yourself on dates and things of that sort. And I just believe that everybody, you know, needs to hear this. So number one is plan to relax. That's it. Plan to relax. Like, keep your days and nights available, because you never know what'll come up. So there were a couple days that I just chilled by the pool, then I just like ate by the pool and whatever. And there were a couple of days where I got to go out with people that I just met, and it was like spontaneous and it felt nice. It felt nice having availability. I feel like in my normal everyday life, I'm never available. There's always so much going on. I'm booking reservations and plans with people days, weeks in advance, and there's never that spontaneous like, let's do something tonight, let's go out tonight. Yeah, that just doesn't really exist for me in normal regular life. And it felt so nice to be able to just know that I was available and I was able to connect with people and say, oh, let's get dinner tonight, let's do something tonight, and they were also available too. It was just that like spontaneous, effortless, easygoing energy that comes with vacation. I feel like a lot of people vacation, but they don't relax. A lot of people go on vacation or they travel for work. So you might be actually like traveling, but you're not really vacationing. And then a lot of other people vacation and they're so like content focused. And that happens to me all the time. Whenever I travel with people, you know, we want to like make sure we get good photos and whatever. And I literally went on this trip with no intentions of taking photos or anything. I took a selfie by the pool and I took a mirror picture in my hotel room. But either way, I did not block off any amounts of time for anything of any importance. All I did was plan to relax. So no other plans other than relaxing and seeing where the wind blows and where the wind takes me. And it just felt really, really, really nice.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So now to segue into point number two, this is what has to do with me saying, you know, I went to dinner with a couple people. Yes, I went to dinner with two girls, meeting them for the first time, two separate times. So one dinner with one girl, met her for the first time, and then another dinner with another girl, then I met her for the first time. Two of those girls are two of the people that gave me the affirmation. So one of them was the boyfriend who took her to Tulum. I went to dinner with her first. And then the other one was the girl that her boyfriend sent her on this trip. And it was so nice because, and this would have, neither of these would have ever happened if I didn't talk to people, if I just wouldn't open my mouth, if I felt insecure, if I didn't feel confident talking to people. And, you know, you have to just talk to people regular. Don't stress the conversation. I was posting on TikTok throughout my time there saying I'm on a solo trip and then updating people, okay, I'm getting dinner tonight with someone. And somebody commented me being like, okay, so you talk to people randomly, but what do you say? How do you talk to people? And at that point, I can't even help you because I don't know what to tell you. You just start a conversation with people. That's exactly how I got to dinner, you know, with both of these girls. I just started regular, different conversations with them. The two conversations were not the same. They were just whatever was fitting for that moment. So the girl whose boyfriend sent her on the trip, for example, I met her because she ended up sitting directly next to me at the pool. Because when you go up to the pool boys and whatever, they like set you up with like a specific chair based on how many people you are and whatever. So of course I was alone and there was a chair next to me that was open at that time. It was still early in the day. So when this girl sat down, you know, I think I was like on a phone call or something, and I was making a video, whatever. I wasn't like paying attention at first. And then I said to her like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to be rude, because she literally sat directly next to me. So it'd be very weird if you didn't say hi. I was like, sorry, I did not mean to be rude and like ignore you sitting down. I just was in the middle of working or whatever the case was. But I'm Victoria. I said, are you here alone? And she said, yeah, I am. And she told me her name, and that was it. We just got to chatting. Oh, what are you doing here? Who are you here with? Blah, 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 blah. Like, and it just takes off from there, and one thing leads to another. So you just have to be a people person and know how to talk to people and be okay with talking to people about all different things and getting to know people and asking questions. Don't be awkward. Like, I feel like I could have a conversation with literally anybody and it's never awkward, unless they were super, super, super awkward and they couldn't even like answer questions or ask me anything back, then it's a little whatever. But I don't know. I haven't really experienced that too much where people have no social skills whatsoever. So typically my conversations with strangers are perfectly fine. Even like the one night that I didn't end up having plans with anybody. I stayed at the hotel all day. I just ate at the hotel bar. And I met all different people. Actually, there were two different times that I ate at the hotel bar. And I talked to all the people that were sitting at the bar. I had all different conversations with people. Granted, no, I don't remember their names. I'll never see them again. I didn't get all their phone numbers and make dinner plans with everybody. But the point is that you're just talking to people. You're just, I feel like the world has gotten so like a little different. I just feel like people aren't as kind anymore. People aren't as like open to talking to people anymore. I just feel like everyone's so into their phone and on social media, and they keep their head down and they feel awkward or weird to even make eye contact. But not me. I wasn't even on my phone. I was sitting at the bar. I was like head up talking to the bartender, talking to whoever was sitting around me. And it's so much better than sitting there with your head in your phone. Like, put the phone down when you are trying to enjoy yourself. Like I said, plan to relax. That's it. Now, tip number three, bring books or even audiobooks. I read and finished 2 books on this trip, and it felt so great because I feel like I really don't prioritize reading as much when I'm home, just because I'm so busy that I almost kind of feel guilty if I'm spending time reading when my work phone is blowing up. It doesn't really make sense, but I kind of put my work phone away for a little bit and I was just like on vacation mode, and I read 2 Colleen Hoover books. One was Ugly Love and one was Reminders of Him. I liked Reminders of Him so much better than Ugly Love. And I know Ugly Love is probably her most famous book. I'll go out there and say it's probably her most famous. And everyone loves Ugly Love. I wasn't the biggest fan of it. It was good because I love Colleen Hoover books. I just love the way that she writes. So I still liked the book and I enjoyed the book and I loved the plot. But if there were any sort of feedback that I could really give, it would be that I just found that that book was very repetitive, and I felt like the main character girl was a little delusional. So it was just annoying me because a lot of the scenes were never like getting to the point. There was no like climax, or there was no anything really that was coming out of it. It just was almost like the same sort of sex scenes over and over and over again, and leaving her feeling upset over and over and over again. Like I said, she was pretty delusional. Like, he would clearly not want to be with her after, and she just kept like having, I don't know, whatever the case was. So I feel like that's what was pissing me off about the book, even though I'm happy with how the book turned out and I do understand and enjoy the plot. I just felt like a lot of the writing could have been different, like the scenes could have been different. But whatever, to each their own. Everyone loves that book. And then Reminders of Him, I really enjoyed. And I felt like every single scene was impactful. Every single scene, there was progress or something going on. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to Ugly Love, where I feel like there was really just like not a lot of progress throughout the book. Like, we could have taken away half of the scenes and still would have gotten to the main point. But in Reminders of Him, I felt like every single chapter made a difference. Every single chapter got us further along in the situation, and I just felt so much better about that book, and I loved it. So I read both of them, and it's really, really great to be able to totally remove yourself from reality when you are going to go on these solo vacations. Just like, yeah, of course you got to take your work with you because you can't just like stop altogether unless you're on PTO, whatever the case is. But if that's not the case, if you work from home or if you're your own boss, like me, I can't just stop working, period. But it felt good to be able to not feel guilty about reading. So I was able to just put the phone away for a little bit and read these books, listen to these books. Part of it, I was reading the actual paper book, and then the other part of it, I was listening on Audible. And it's almost like listening to a podcast or listening to music. Instead, you are listening to a book. The only difference is like you can't really like doze off, because I feel like when I listen to music, I kind of fall asleep listening to it. But there were a couple times I would doze off and then I had to rewind chapters because I'm like, shit, I missed what happened. But yeah, it's just, you get to just chill. And someone asks, what are you listening to? Oh, I'm listening to a book. Do you read? You get to know what other people are doing, blah, 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 blah. Whatever the case is, bring books. Enjoy your little escape from reality for a little bit, and It'll be just so much fun. You're going to totally enjoy it. And you're never going to regret reading a book, unless the book was absolutely terrible. I feel like even when I've read books that I didn't really love, I don't regret it. Like, I just don't regret reading. Tip number 4 is be comfortable going out to eat alone. So what I mean when I say that is not only just about talking to people, because I feel like some people are fine talking to people, but they feel fine talking to people when they are in a group. Like, yeah, sure, you make friends at the bar, but you also went out with 3 or 4 friends. So you're meeting girls in the bathroom and you're meeting people here and there, but because you're comfortable already in the environment and you're chilling with everybody. But be comfortable going out to eat alone. Like, literally imagine yourself going and sitting at a table by yourself. Hopefully there's a bar and you could sit at the bar and that'll be great. But if that's not the case and you have to sit at a table, you have to be comfortable with that. Now, what do I mean when I say comfortable with that? Like, I just mean don't feel embarrassed. And I know so many people are like, oh, I would never go out to eat alone. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Oh my God, that gives me the ick, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I would feel so bad for someone if I saw them eating alone. And it's funny because I often do feel bad for people when I see them eating alone, especially old people. Oh my God, let's not even talk about it because I'll start crying on this podcast. But either way, most of the time, people, like, there's no reason to be sad for anybody. Like, they're perfectly fine. They're perfectly happy and content going out to eat. It's our own insecurities that make us feel like there must be something wrong if this person is by themselves. But instead, get comfortable and confident doing things alone. Like, try something different on the menu than you've never had before, and ask the waiter or the bartender, which one do you prefer, this one or that? Or which one do you recommend, this or that? Or I always get this one, but I think I want to try something different. What do you think I would like? Like, just feel confident doing it. Don't try to rush in and out and be like, okay, I'm really hungry, but I don't want people to see me by myself. So I'm going to get on in there. I'm going to get myself a Caesar salad and I'm going to get on out. No, like, read the menu, look up photos on Yelp and see what looks good. Try different things. Ask questions, be confident, whatever the case is, make eye contact with people. Don't feel so embarrassed, you know, and you just want to, like, look down and look away, and you want to, your body language shows that you don't want to even be seen. Like, have open, inviting body language and show people that you're perfectly fine with what you're doing. You know, you're not sitting here, like, upset. You know, you don't want people to feel bad for you because you're eating alone the way that we feel bad for people when we see them eating alone. Just be normal, because it's a totally normal thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And number 5, my last tip, is to get ready. Do your hair, do your makeup, put on a nice outfit, and feel good about yourself. Obviously, with the exception of when you're chilling at the pool or whatever the case is. But even if you're just chilling around the hotel and you're not going to put on, like, nice clothes yet because you're not, you know, going out yet, you just needed to run to the lobby for something or whatever, get yourself a cute set. Wear something comfy that's also cute. Don't just walk around in your pajamas or in sweats. Like, you don't feel good about yourself at all when you're dressed like a slob, or when you're dressed like you just don't care. Like, you're in a big baggy t-shirt, big baggy sweatpants, and slippers. Sure, the truth might be that you don't care. It's not that you care what people think about you, but you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself if you know that you look cute. So put on that cute matching set when you're just chilling out around the hotel, even if it's just a chill out in your hotel room. But when it comes to going to eat and getting out or going to the bar, whatever the case might be, wherever you're going, get ready. You feel so much better about yourself when you look good. I don't care what anybody says. Everyone's always like, don't dress up for other people and whatever. And yeah, that's true. Don't dress up for other people. But then how come when you don't like how you look, you feel insecure around other people? So it's not about getting dressed up for other people, but let's call ourselves out on our own shit. When you don't like how you look, you don't feel good, and then you go out and you're just like, oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to even be around people. Oh my God, I hate how I look. You look at other people's outfits. You like their outfits better. Oh, her hair is done better. Oh, her makeup is done better. So at that point, just fuck it. Just get ready. Do your hair. Do your makeup. Put on a pretty outfit. And when you look in the mirror, you will feel so much more confident. Look good, feel good. You'll feel better around other people. And it's not to say that you're getting dressed up for other people, but at least you're not going to go out and look at them and start comparing yourself to them and saying, they look so much better than I do. No, instead, you'll feel good. And you see the difference in yourself from when, right before you got ready, from when you didn't feel good. You know how many times I've been like, oh, I'm having a bad hair day, or I'm having a bad face day. My skin is not all that great, or my under eyes are a little dark. My skin is dry, and you know, oh my God, I'm bloated. I just don't like how anything looks on me. But then I fully get ready. I do my hair. I do my makeup. I put on a flattering outfit that looks good, even if I'm bloated. And I'm like, okay, I feel so much better now. And when you go out, like I said, be comfortable going out to eat alone. When you go out to eat alone or go to the bar alone, feeling good about yourself, you'll be so much more social and more attractive to somebody to want to even start a conversation with you and come up to you. And that's not in some way like you have to be pretty for people to want to talk to you. But there's a difference of somebody who goes out showing people that they are happy to be here versus somebody who goes out looking like, oh God, I can't even be bothered to brush my hair. I don't even want to be here right now. There's just a major difference. So I think about the night, I think it might have been my first night there or my second, I can't remember, but I got really like burned and really crispy and my face was like all red and I just looked super crazy. And then that night, when I did my hair and my makeup, like I showered and whatever, after I was ready, I was like, oh my God, there I am. Finally, I look normal and good again. I like balanced out my skin. I didn't look like a freaking lobster. Like I just felt so much better about myself after the fact that I was all ready. Because right before that, when I was still in like my soggy bathing suit and my hair was in a bun and my makeup wasn't on, I'm like, oh God, is there going to be any recovering this? Or am I just going to look like a mess tonight? So I felt so much better about myself. And yeah, you just go out and you radiate confident, good, happy energy when you do that. So that's all I had for you girls today. Those are my 5 tips on traveling alone, being confident alone, enjoying yourself alone, and having a good time on a solo trip. Thank you all. Until next time, girls.